Let's awkwardly transition to some NFL scores. We haven't gotten to them. Just some stuff from the AFC East. So the Ravens blew another game at home in the fourth quarter, this time to the Buffalo Bills, who are now 3-1 despite being down, and they probably should have been 2-2. They end up winning 23-20.
All right. Okay. That Josh Allen, I mean, there were a couple of times any quarterback goes down. And he is just unbelievable. I mean, his size, but his ability to stay on his feet, I mean, it's really remarkable.
That spin out in the game-winning touchdown when he spins out of that sack was stupid. But you know why? John Harbaugh and Marcus Peters went crazy about it.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh knew if we give this ball back to them, they're going to go get a touchdown. They're not kicking a field goal.
I thought it was stupid. I thought not kicking the field goal was stupid as hell.
Mm-hmm. You know? Put points on the board.
Well, yeah, put points on the board. What you're saying essentially is, no matter what I do here, we're going to give up a touchdown. And that is a weird way that I think it is to coach.
And Marcus Peters was upset emotionally and out. But if I'm a defender, every defender on that team was looking at him out the side of their face. Like,
you don't think we can stop them on one drive?
No, he showed it. He showed his hand.
He didn't think that you could. Right.
To his entire defense, he showed his hand. But you know what? The Dolphins went and put up 28 on him in the fourth. That defense is not very good. So he didn't believe that you could stop Josh Allen in this offense, he showed his team that I don't believe in you defensively.
I get why he did it, but I really have a tough time understanding it, because you're at the end of the game, you have a chance to go up, and look, hold him.
Mm-hmm.
Hold him to a field goal. But, man, I thought that was a terrible decision. Ended up being a terrible decision.
Yeah. And then even the play call on fourth down, you have Lamar Jackson.
Right.
And you sit him in the pocket. Wouldn't you move Lamar Jackson
100%
around?
100%.
Yeah.
The only reason that I would consider going for it in a situation like that is if I have a good scrambling quarterback that can keep the defense. Because maybe, I mean, if you're a defense, you're going to need to spy on him, right? Like, you can't.
Yeah.
So now maybe you're going to find someone that's wide open because of it. But, yeah, I didn't understand the
end of
that
play
game.
Action, set there in the pocket. He acted like Lamar Jackson is Ben Roethlisberger. He's Lamar Jackson. Right. Let him Lamar Jackson him.
Lamar Jackson trying to stay healthy, by the way, because he wants his Tyler Herro extension at the end of the season.
He's not playing different. Lamar was still running now.
He is.
You know what? I was talking to somebody. Josh Allen's going to be Cam Newton.
Right. I mean, that's the risk.
When he scored that first touchdown rushing, every other quarterback or the ones that stay healthy, they go out of bounds on the one, let your offense do its thing. He cut back inside. Somebody hit him in the back of his head. Somebody came up under his chin. He keeps taking shots like that. He's going to be the next Cam Newton. Cam Newton won an MVP. Josh Allen's going to win MVP.
Yeah.
And his career is going to be shortened because he takes so much pounding.
But Josh Allen's a better thrower than Cam Newton, right? Like, Cam Newton could throw the ball 80 yards, but accuracy-wise,
you are living in the right now. You don't remember.
Yeah, you hadn't seen anything like him, because he could kill you with his legs. He could kill you with the arm. I mean, they went to the Super Bowl and were favored to win,
like,
I believe.
They were like 15-1 that year. Yeah. Cam came down here and tore the Dolphins' ass up, I think, during that year. Like, Cam was – you're thinking of New England, Cam.
Yeah.
Carolina young Cam coming out of Auburn, Cam was a monster, bro.
But he
didn't have a down first year. Like, Josh Allen had to work his way into this league. Cam walked in the league balling.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just being able to sit in the pocket, throw the ball. Like, Cam Newton could throw it 100 yards, there's no doubt. And I'm not saying he was a bad quarterback, but he was never known as, like, a pocket passer. Josh Allen can be that guy. Like,
he's not known as that. He's known as exactly what Cam Newton was known as, which is, because remember, Josh Allen, the over-unders on his rushing yards every game is 40, 42 and a half. Like, he's not known as a pocket passer. Doesn't mean that he can't.
You know what?
But Cam Newton was the same way. He wasn't known as a pocket passer, but he could still beat you with his arm.
Not calling you out, Solana, because I've heard this a lot. I think because Josh Allen's white and Cam's black, you put that on him, that, oh, he's an athlete and he's a pocket guy. Josh Allen might be a better athlete, if not just as good as Cam Newton. He's a big white boy. Cam's a big black dude. They're the same. Bro, I swear to God, they are the same person.
Solana sees them differently because he's always been that way. He's always seen color. You know, you and I don't.
ridiculous. Mm. Josh Allen is a better yeah. passer.
That's oh, it. Yeah, because he can not, sit in the pocket and make decisions. No. Cam just runs around in circles.
He makes decisions, too, but they're all bad. I wonder why he keeps making all the bad decisions. Josh Allen keeps making all the good ones.
Solana, your slip is showing. Good grief.